Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I think there's somebody that is texting into radio stations at the moment to get innuendo bingo on.
Right.
Now, do you remember Annie Mack when she was doing her onboard shouts the other day?
Yeah.
Did this classic.
Hello to Paul in Stoke. Tony cooking a chili con carne in Leon C. Paul the trucker. Darren in Swindon. Zoe in Peterborough. Mike Hawk. Dave the trucker. Rich from Bournemouth. Oh my God.
Kind of realised what she did
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Mike Hawk.
Right, now this has also happened on Radio 2 yesterday afternoon.
Oh no.
Thank you to our ever vigilant Radio 1 listeners who sometimes listen to Steve Wright. What's all that about? And someone's been texting in and Steve fell for it.
16 minutes to 4 at Radio 2. To email steve.wright@bbc.co.uk. Here, Wrighty, tell Mike Hawk to get up because he's got a muck to deliver.
Oh, Steve.
It's the same person sending it in, blatantly.
Here, Wrighty, tell Mike Hawk to get up because he's got a muck to deliver.
Astonishing. The most astonishing thing about that is that whoever sent that email didn't begin it with "Great show, Steve."
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
You know how it is, you're out at the weekend and someone asks for your number and in your head you're thinking, no. So you can't be rude. So what you do is you give them the Flirt Divert number instead and tell them that it's your phone number. They leave a message. Bob's your actual uncle and we play the messages on Radio 1. Right, I was emptying the Flirt Divert answer phone before we came on air this morning and this is the first one we got.
Hello?
Right. What kind of idiot waits for like 20 seconds and then just goes, hello?
Whilst doing the hoovering, by the sounds of it.
That was actually me. because somebody was hoovering in here at about 6:30 this morning. And I couldn't hear what was going on. I was trying to work out how to get the messages off the answer phone, but called Flirt Divert by mistake.
Hello?
Now, is that really a mistake? Or did you phone...
No, that was a mistake okay. This morning, what happened.
Somebody hasn't given you the Flirt Divert number, and now you're making up some spurious rumour about trying to access the voice box and hitting the wrong button.
But I actually called the person whilst hoovering. No, I didn't.
Because you have somebody in to hoover for you.
Yeah. Now, here's a bloke who starts off quite well and then kind of loses all interest.
Hi, it's me again, Sean. Well, you can ring me on my home number as well. Six, love. I want...
Bye.
I just can't be bothered.
No, I can't be asked to leave my number. Now, here's a charmer. I'm not being funny, but this is the kind of message that I can imagine you used to leave on girls' answer phones back in the day.
Right.
Hi, baby, Kate, you all right? Yeah, if you were... Do you want to meet up next weekend or something? I'll usually be in the same place, or you want to come to mine for a bit of rumpy pumpy, I'll be up for that as well. Alright, cheers, gorgeous. Bye.
Baby cakes.
Baby. Which word cheers, do you think gorgeous. I use? What, gorgeous?
Rumpy pumpy.
Do you think I use rumpy pumpy? Right, okay. No, I can't say it's ever something that... no, not really. Do you want a bit of rumpy pumpy?
Not even the girl from a hole who sat in your room eating a bag of chips.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. She was a rumpy pumpy kind of girl.
What was that story again? I love you. You know this one story that everyone has that's like, oh, go on, tell it again. This is my one for you.
Right, I'd seen a girl for about a week, and I wanted to dump her, but I got a bit of a headache, and United had lost 4-0 to Barcelona in the Champions League, so I didn't really want to go down the Union and dump her, so I went to bed early. My mate went down the Union and told her that it'd be really good if she came round. I was really looking forward to seeing her. And I kind of woke up to see this heifer eating a bag of chips in the corner of my room. So I dumped her and kept the chips.
You kept the chips?
Yeah. I checked that she'd be all right walking home on her own through the dark streets of Hull and ate the chips.
See, I love that. See, that's my favourite story from
you. And the worst thing was, she was... No, not the worst thing, because it's a perfectly fine name, but she was called Sheena. And so all the time that I went out with her for that 1 week, I just had people going, and Sheena was a man. But she wasn't. Just large.
Now, it appears that somebody off of Mystique...
She was a lucky lady for that week.
Do you remember Mystique?
I do remember Mystique, yeah.
Right, I think they've left a message on Flirt Divert. Have a listen.
Hear me now. Yes, my name is Christy Wright. You saw me boggling the other night. I came back to yours for some winky. I need to tell you, it's small and stinky. In a bitch.
That's Mystique.
Hear me now. Yes, my name is Christy Wright. You saw me boggling the other night. I came back to yours for some winky. I need to tell you, it's small and stinky. In a bitch.
Take the number out with you this weekend.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know your cat is bilingual and can talk to you.
In a French accent.
In a French accent, right? I've got a better story. Not that I'm not putting down your cat in any way.
Don't put my cat down. No.
I'm not putting your cat
down. You're a vet all of a sudden.
Right? I have found... I'm surprised you don't know about this, because you're a news person. There's a cat, right, who lives in this nursing home in America, and he has a very strange talent for knowing when the people in the nursing home are going to die.
Is this Oscar?
Oh, you know already.
I know about this cat, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
well, why has that not been on the news, please?
Because it happened yesterday, and we've sent Tulip today.
That's normally what...
It's a cat called Oscar, and he can predict when the people in the home are about to cark it.
It's a bit weird, because if he came to sit next to you, or come sit on your knee, you'd be well scared.
Right, this is what happens.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Right, he goes and sits with them. Right,
and it's just hours later.
Yeah, Oscar curls up with them. A few hours later, they're off. He's like a feline Grim Reaper.
In that old people's home, they're all running away from the cat.
Well, you were, wouldn't
Not
you?
Imagine, very fast.
You can only go so fast on a Zimmer.
Desperately trying to get the stair lift to go faster.
Imagine being in that home, though. Every time that cat comes towards you, no! It's not my time yet.
Joe Wiley fancies Scott so much that she tried to seduce him. She plied him with some Malco Pops and then took him out boozing. Joe took Scott to her hotel to have her wicked way. Imagine her surprise when Scott told her he was very tired.
Unless, in some way, Oscar is actually killing these people.
The Chris Moyle Show. When Scott knows cause this is on holiday. International Radio 1.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.